listening to Beggar's Opera by, Beggar's Opera is the name of the band.
Is it?
Yes. Act One. Yeah, get my facts right. I don't know. So Beggar's Opera were on Vertigo Records, and they were in the first year of Vertigo Records' existence. I'm a big fan of that period from about 1969 through to about 75, 6 or so. And Vertigo were kind of on par with Derham and on par with Harvest. Subsidiaries of larger labels, namely Phonogram for Vertigo. Derham was a subsidiary of Decca, and Harvest was a subsidiary of EMI. And I've got all the discography books on each of those, and I've got compilation CDs of each of those that came out in box sets. Amazing stuff. A lot of the stuff just got released once. This album was never re-released as anything, as far as I know, according to what my phone is telling me. And it's basically a tribute or just a copy of a 18th century opera. It actually is a real opera. It was recorded at Delane Lee Studios in Holborn in London, and produced by Bill Martin and Phil Coulter, who went on to do a lot of RAQ stuff with bands like Top Pop, Top 20 bands. The band members were Martin Griffiths on vocals, Alan Park on organ, Raymond Wilson, not that Ray Wilson, on drums, Ricky Gardner, Gardner on lead guitar, and Marshall Uskin on bass. And it's pretty interesting stuff. It's very of the period. Mixing classical and good old rock, and you know, many bands were around at that time. It didn't last long, got oversaturated and overblown, and then 6 years later, punk rock came along and just, you know, knocked it out of the park. But for sure, it's a classic album, no doubt at all. So the tracks you heard were Pascaraglia, Past and Present, with the two tracks, both 7 minutes long, and it's not an easy listening album. It's for people who are interested in prog rock for sure. So it fits definitely into the House of Prog kind of field. And thanks to Phil G for sending that one. He sent that one earlier this week, and I've been looking for stuff like that, anything from that Harvest, Derham, and from the Phonogram, early Phonogram. The history of Phonogram is just baffling in itself, and its subsidiary Vertigo just basically was given a lot of money and said, hey, go and sign all these bands that you want. And for about 3 or 4 years, they were just given free rein on. Many of the bands didn't chart. Many of the bands weren't, you know, didn't last very long. And that's why they're amazing collector's pieces. And quite a thing to find. But unfortunately, I'm kind of in the wrong part of the world for that. So anyway, let's continue with the music. Beggar's Opera, 1970. This is Act One. You listen to Side One. This is a track. Next track is something called Memory. I'm not able to play the whole album. I think we're missing one 11-minute track. There's two 11-minute tracks on this. And so I'm not going to be able to fit it all in. But I got the majority of the album in here. So you are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague and on CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. This is Beggar's Opera and a track called Memory.
Stands upon an open hill. Her hair is blown, her lips are chilled. She smiles as if she knows I'm there. I hold her hand, I touch her hair.
I think of all the good she brought, a helping hand, a loving thought. She turns and looks towards the sky. I call her name, she doesn't hear. She turns away, I feel a tear.
Listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.